This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, so the last week we finished was talking about and the din of Ani Amachmich B'Chararu, B'Acher V'Natloi, I'm sorry, about the din of Bar Metzra, that when a Matron wants something and someone else wants it, the Matron takes precedence, and we learned for about 2 months already. The Shaila that we ended off last week, as I think as the last Shaila of the Sugya, is when the last shaila of the sugya is when we are when the lokeach has a specific reason why he wants that property, and that's called dechika leshaita. The lokeach has no other place to go. He needs that particular property, and since he needs that particular property, maybe it's not considered toiv yashar that the matzon should get it. Maybe it's more toiv yashar that the other guy should get it. And that's what we discussed last week, and we said it's over from the Trumas Hadeshen, Machloikas, maybe Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it seems like that if it's Dechika Leshaita, if it's we would let Rashi and Baba Basra, we would let the Lekeach buy it. Tosfos says Ein Merachmin Badin. What is this? It's a halacha just because you think he wants it. It's Ein Merachmin Badin. It's not appropriate, and therefore, we will not be mevatar on the bar mitzvah. Okay. Now, someone's just asking me for the code. Just 1 second. So now, the class today is on Zoom. Okay. So. Okay, so now that's what we discussed last week. And the Dechika Leshaita, is that enough of a reason to say that that he needs it? We ended up saying like this. We ended up saying that if it's an objective need that the Lokach has, he doesn't have a place to live. So then we would talk to allow the Lokach to buy it. But if it's a subjective need, he needs the money, he needs the parnasa, but he could technically go elsewhere. It's not a clear need. Then we would not be Mavata on the Bar Metzra. We would let the Bar Metzra go first. Now, there's a very fascinating din, which I think we'll wrap it up with this, which is like this. What happens, and there's another halacha, there's another case where a matzra, where we give an advantage to somebody to buy a property and we don't let someone else come in. We've been talking about where it's the matzron and then someone else wants to come in from the outside. But what about, there's another case. What about where, there's a halacha called Ani Amahapech Becharara Ubacher V'Natloi Nikra Rasha. If let's say Levi is selling a house, Levi is selling, and Reuven wants it, and Reuven already entered into a negotiation with Shimon, and now, I'm sorry, Reuven entered a negotiation with Levi, and now Shimon comes and says, "I want the house." Is Shimon permitted to buy the house or make an offer on the house if he knows that Reuven is already in the middle of a negotiation? This is Maisim Bechol Yoim. Okay? So this is Maisim Bechol Yoim, that Reuven is entered into negotiation with Levi on the house. And now, that was before it hit the market. And now all of a sudden hit the market. Now Shimon hears about it. Shimon wants to make a better offer or a similar offer or a competing offer. Is he allowed? So kipshutai, poshup shat is ani hamahapech b'chararu ba'achev enotlai nikra rasha. He's not allowed to do that. Now, if he does make the offer, Levi, the seller, is allowed to take the offer. The isser is not on Levi. The isser is on, it's not on the seller. Again, similar to Bar Metzra. We don't want to be ma'akev the seller from taking the best offer. The problem is not on the seller. The problem is that the other buyer should not come in and take the house away from the person who already made the first offer. Now, the taich of this din is a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says over there a whole story with Rabbi Abba and Rav Gidol. But the bottom line is, Rashi says like this, Ani amahapach b'charara, an Ani that's trying to get something, u'ba'ach v'natal n'karash, so zok Rashi, Nun Tes Amud Aleph in Kiddushin, He wants to get something from Hefker. This poor guy, and he found a piece of bread, and he's running to get it. And he has an opportunity to go get the bread, and it's been a Hefker, and someone else comes and snatches it. Nikra Rasha. Tosfos comes along and says, what's the Yesod? Why he's Nikra Rasha? So it's very similar to what we said in Bar Metzra. You know why he's Nikra Rasha? He's Nikra Rasha because why do you have to get the one that the Ani needs for his Parnassa? Why do you have to, Dafka, take this one? Go somewhere else. So Tosfos says, that only makes sense if it's you could get it somewhere else. That means it's a good deal. You're buying it. So if you're buying it, right? If the second person is buying it, putting down money, so go buy elsewhere. But if it's a matana or if it's a metzia, it's hefker. So what are you going to tell the second person? Go get the hefker from someone else? This is my only chance to get hefker. I can't get it from anywhere else. Zok Tosfos, when the second person cannot get the thing elsewhere, there's no din of ani ma'apach b'charara. He's not nikra rasha, he's allowed. The whole din is where he has money. He wants to make an investment. So why do you have to buy this one? Go buy somewhere else. But if it's a metzia, then there's no iser. This is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So let's just right. So according to Tosfos, what's the din of ani machba b'charar? The din is that let's say I have a store and I want to lease a storefront. So I put a lease. I'm engaging in a contract with this person to lease the storefront. Someone else comes along and wants to take it. A lease is not a metzia. Go find somewhere else. You don't need dafka this property. Memela, that would be nikra rasha. Okay. And who didn't buying a home? That would be called nikra rasha. But if it's a metzia and it's hefker, there's nowhere else to get it. It's just you getting it from hefker. So then the halacha would be that according to Tosfos, you would be allowed because it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. There's nowhere else you could get such a similar deal. Okay, so the question I want to have is, how does this play out with Bar Metzra? So last week we discussed where the advantage, where the Matzron wants a house, and the Matzron wants an apartment. And we discussed the case in Arizona, so it was a four-bedroom apartment. And now someone else comes and says, I can't find a four-bedroom apartment anywhere else. So is he allowed to go and take it away from the Matzron? So we thought that Pashtus, I don't think he would be allowed. Because why should you be allowed to take it away from the Matzron? Because you go get the three-bedroom. Go get the three-bedroom. The three-bedroom is not a different sug mitzias than the four-bedroom. It's a little bit bigger, but the place can say a little bit bigger is not enough to be doiche the Matzron. Let's take it to this case. Would that be enough to be doiche that you don't have a din of aniyamach b'charara? According to Tosfos, right? What's the logic in Tosfos? The logic in Tosfos is, I can't get this anywhere else. I can't get this into Metzia. So what about, according to Tosfos, if I want Dafka four bedroom, and I know that someone else already went into a negotiation with the owner on the four bedroom, but I can't get a four bedroom elsewhere. So again, Levi is selling a four bedroom apartment. Reuven, there's no Matzron. No Matzron. Reuven already began the negotiations with Levi. And Reuven got to a meeting of the minds, and they came to a price. Now it would be usher for anybody normally to come and offer a competing price. But what if the person who's Shimon, who wants the four-bedroom apartment, says, I cannot find a four-bedroom apartment anywhere else. I want Dafka this one. Is that called Nikra Rasha if you would go ahead and make an offer on that house? Does Zoyim understand the Shaila? It's the same scenario as last week. But last week, the advantage of the first person was he was the Matzron. This week, we're talking that the advantage of the first person is because he made the offer first. And to come to take away from him is called a Nikra Rasha. So what would you say in this case? Last week, we wanted to say if the first person is a Matzron, his advantage is so strong that you can't come and take it away from him just because you want a bigger place. But what about in this case? The first guy doesn't have a major advantage. It's just that he came first. And you normally would be called a Rasha if you come take away from it. But if your taina is, it's a metzia, I can't find this anywhere else. It's the only property that exists in the neighborhood. And I want it. So do you have the rights to go and make that offer, or are you called Rasha? So I would say then in this case, it's for sure mutter to do that. Because since it's a metziah, according to Tosfos, that metziah is not a problem. It's a once, you can't tell the guy go somewhere else. So therefore, the whole Nikra Rasha falls off. He's not called a Rasha for this. Because where else should he go? He has nowhere else to go to find a similar apartment. Okay? So therefore, I don't think he's called a Rasha. And I think that he probably would be permitted to do that according to Tosfos. But, and that's why it's a little bit different than we talked last week. The schus of the matron is much stronger. It's a monetary schus. The schus of the guy who comes first is not necessarily such a strong schus. And therefore, I think if someone else would come and it's a metziah for him, we would permit him to go take it. However, in order to fully paskin that shaila, I want to prove to you what I'm saying. Number one, that a matron is stronger than a regular case of ani mahapech b'charara. That's number one thing we have to prove to paskin the shaila. And the second thing we have to do to paskin the shaila is, do we paskin like Rashi or Tosfos? Because if we paskin like Rashi, then you're nikra Rasha, even if it is a metziah. Even if it is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Because Rashi said that the ani that was looking for a charara was even if the charara was hefker. So for sure, the second person can't find that elsewhere. And still Rashi holds he's called a Rasha. So Mamela, we have to find out, first of all, do we paskin like Rashi or do we paskin like Tosfos? So let's open up a Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to read it for you because it's not copied. A Shulchan Aruch, I could actually bring it up on the, is there any advantage for me to bring it up on the screen? Probably not, right? You're not going to be able to read it on the screen. But I could bring it up on the screen if you tell me to. So, on Simon Kuf Pei's in Chush Mishpat, Simon Kuf Pei Kes should be no. Here, where is it? Chush Mishpat Simon Reish Lamed Zayin. Oh, yeah, Chush Mishpat Simon Reish Lamed Zayin. So it says like this, okay? Hamechazer acher davar liknoisoi. Reuven is looking for something to buy, oy lesoicher or rent. Beimetalten uba acher v'knoi. Someone else comes and buys it. Nikra Rasha. He's called a Rasha. As far as I know, there's very few things in Shulchan Aruch that are given such distinct titles as Rasha. I think that maybe one other place it's called Rasha. You're called a Rasha if you are makes chaveroi. If you lift up your hand to hit your friend, it's called a Rasha. I don't know of other things in Shulchan Aruch that are called a Rasha.
Arkos.
What?
Arkos.
Arkos is a Koifer, not a Rasha.
Oh.
He's called a Koifer B'teres Moshe.
I thought it was actually funny.
It was actually funny because just on Friday, I was talking to somebody that was complaining that this guy was there was a fight about that somebody maybe was stealing someone's business, and the other guy took him to court. So I said, look, your fight is about, he thinks you're a Rasha, you think he's a Koifer. He says you're a Rasha for taking his business, you say he's a Koifer for going to court. Okay, look, can tzaddik no one here is a grace at tzaddik, okay? but yeah, the lashon about our kois taken to court is called he's a koifer b'teras moisha. Meirim yad, it actually says. It says meirim yad b'teras moisha. But this is called a rasha. A rasha is a title that, you know, if you ever want to have the schus to call someone a rasha, just find out if you was over this is. So nikra rasha. And the nafkamina of nikra rasha is he can announce it in Beis Din, etc. This guy's a rasha. Okay. So he stole someone's deal. He came and stole someone's deal. It's nikra rasha. Now, I by the way, when does it start off being, when is it considered the threshold of it was the first guy's deal? Because just let's say the first guy called the seller. Hi, I'm interested. Now all of a sudden, no one else can make a deal, an offer. So what's the threshold of interest that he expressed an interest? That's enough. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, it means that they came to a meeting of the minds on the price and the terms. You know, close enough. Ms. Moshe, you could tell me.
Yes.
The main term that people fight over is the price, right? But there are other.
You just froze. There's five or six.
And sometimes the deal will be broken based on other.
There's five or six. There's five or six main terms, and you put them in a one-page letter of intent.
Right. So more or less, if they came to a basic understanding of the deal, it may take months till they actually iron out certain things, but they came to a basic understanding of the deal, the price. I would say the few main terms, the price, the timeline, you know, stuff like that. Right. And then they're working out details. Once they come to the meeting of the minds, that's when you kick in that anyone steals the deal is called Rasha. Okay? Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'yeshoim, however, in ba lizkois behefker, if you took it out of hefker, look, oi, lakaba matona me'acher, ubo acher v'kadmai, einoi nikra Rasha. Zok Tosfos, if, zok the Shulchan Aruch, that Rashi Shita, I mean, Tosfos is Shita, that if the first guy is getting it from Hefker, then you're not called a Rosh if you take it from him. Because where am I supposed to get it from? Kivan, She'ena, Dover, Hamatsu, Leib, Makam, Acher. I can't get it elsewhere. V'yesh, I mean, which is Rashi, the Leishna. So Shulchan Aruch brings two dayas. One day is that, like Tosfos, that if it's a once in a life, if it's a unique opportunity, you're allowed to come and take the deal. Then the second sheet is Rashi, even if it's a unique opportunity, you cannot take the deal. Who do we paskin like? Says the Rama, V'svara harishoina nira ikar. We paskin like Tosfos, the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say who we paskin like. Okay? However, there's a halach and sif beis, and the Nesivus HaMishpat proves from the halach and sif beis that even the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos. Listen to this halach. He says, "Also, lemelamid lahaske atzma lebal bayis sheish lemelamid acher beveisoy. Im lim shemar bal bayis in etzayin, avlim sachar bal bayis lemelamid echad." Let's say there's a bal bayis has for his son. He hired a melamid, and now another son, another person wants that same melamid for his son. So, l'chayr the first guy is mahapich already in this melamid. And for the second guy to come and take the melamed for his son would be Rasha. Zakta b'Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. Why? Shaloi mikol adam zoich lilmaid. My son, I feel, can only learn from this Rebbe. I don't think he can learn from anybody else. And therefore, I'm allowed to steal him from you and take him from me. And it's not called Rasha. Says the Nesivus, okay, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. But that's only mutter according to Tosfos. It's not mutter like Rashi. According to Rashi, that should be also anyway, because it's still be also of them. Zok the Nesivus, you see that the Shulchan Aruch also paskins like Tosfos, that if it's a unique opportunity that I cannot get elsewhere, it will be permitted. So we have Rashi, we have Tosfos, Mechaber, and the Ramah both paskin like Tosfos, that where it's a unique opportunity, you're allowed to come take the property. So now I would say, question number one, if it's a unique opportunity, you're allowed to. So we paskin like Tosfos. Now I want to go to the next Shiloh that I asked. How do we know? How can I prove to you that the zechus of the matzron is stronger than the zechus of just the guy that came first? So I think it's very obvious. We learned this whole sugya is geboy, that if the matzron's zechus is so strong that, let's say, the non-matzron comes and actually buys it b'di'evit, will the Beis Din now remove the property from the buyer and give it back to the neighbor? What did we learn? Yes. It's not just a l'chatchilo z'chus, it's even a b'di'evit z'chus, right? It's even a z'chus b'di'evit, right? It's even a z'chus on b'di'evit. One, even if he bought it already, we would give it to the matzron. What's in the case of Ani Mahapech B'charar? The guy, right, Reuven already came to terms with the seller, and now Shimon comes in and offers the seller a better price. So we go to Shul, Nikra Rasha. That's it, this guy's a Rasha, no one do business with him. Okay, fine. Lemaise say he closes on the property. Reuven takes Shimon to Beis Din and says, this guy's a Rasha. So Beis Din will give him a Rasha card and say, yes, you can announce publicly he's a Rasha. But Beis Din will not remove the property from Shimon, because the Pischei Tshuva paskins in Simon Reish Lamed Zayin that Nikra Rasha, the halacha is, even though it's a big Pischei Tshuva in Reish Lamed Zayin, but it's Ois Beis in Pischei Tshuva there, but his maskana is that Shari Lemekariyanei Avayana, he's an Avayana, but Heluach roinim zal to be makom shenikra rasha, even if he's rasha mikol makom. However, ein mechayven oisli bezdin lahach zero. We don't give it back. So I'm proving from there that obviously the schus of the matron is stronger than the schus of the guy who came first. The schus of the guy who came first is a lechatchilas schus. Someone else shouldn't come and steal it from him. But b'dieved, we wouldn't give it to him. So clearly the schus of the matron is stronger. Memela, based on these two facts, I would paskin and I would say that if the buyer can come and say, I know that Reuven already came to terms with Shimon. And I know that, you know, if you come and take the deal, it's Russia. But I'm an outsider and I have nowhere else to go. Not that I have no house. I have a house. But this is a unique house. This is a unique opportunity. I can't match this elsewhere. It's a very specific, it's a four bedroom. There's only three bedrooms on the market. I want this house because of X, Y, and Z. There's a specific reason why what makes this house unique. You cannot match it. And it can't just be unique because it's the only house available. Because that's not what we're talking about. It has to be unique in the sense that it's a metzia. You know, if it's a metzia and I can't match this elsewhere, then even though against the bar metzra we passed in last week, it wouldn't be enough, but against the aniyah mahapich, it would be enough. Okay, that's the distinction that I want to try to say. So here's what we're saying. So I think that based on these two facts, that's how we would pass in the shaila. So again, the shaila is, first of all, do we pass in like Rashi or Tosfos? So the Ramah says explicitly pass in like Tosfos, and therefore it's a unique opportunity. You're allowed to come in second. And then we prove from the Nesivis that even the Shulchan Aruch holds like that. So whether Reuven and Shimon are Ashkenazim or Sephardim, they both can be makel like Tosfos, that if it's a unique opportunity, you're allowed to come in after the fact and steal the deal, quote unquote. Now, b'dieved, do you have any rights? You don't have any rights, b'dieved. Memela, I think that the whole sugya of Ani Mahapech is less than the sugya of Bar Metzra, and Memela, we would say that Ani Mahapech, you would be allowed to take it if it's a unique opportunity. Now, you'll ask me, if Bar Metzra is a stronger schus than Ani Mahapech, then why isn't someone that's over Bar Metzra Nikra Rasha? How come it doesn't say that there? The answer is he's not Nikra Rasha because the guy could take him to Beis Din and get it back. So what do we mean Nikra Rasha? Nikra Rasha is because I don't have any recourse now. You just did something bad to me and I can't do anything about it. You took away my deal and I'm stuck. I came to terms, I worked the property, and now you just come in under me and steal the deal. I have no recourse in Beis Din, so you're Nikra Rasha. But in the case of Bar Metzra, it's not just Nikra Rasha, so fix it. So fix it. Take the guy to Beis Din and he'll get back the property. And if you don't get back, and if you don't go to Beis Din, then you're being mevater on your schus. It's not called Nikra Rasha there. Adrabah, you have this opportunity to go get it back. Okay? Now, the Shulchan Aruch, I think this mamash wraps it all together. It's Geshmak. The Ramah now comes and wraps it all together. Zok the Ramah like this. What happens in a case where Reuven is a matron to Shimon? Back to we've been friends with Reuven and Shimon for the last 7 weeks, right? So Reuven is the matron and Shimon is selling it. And Levi comes along and buys it, okay? And Levi comes along and buys it. Okay, away from Reuven. Now, what happens in a case where Reuven does not have a bar metzra's right over Shimon? He doesn't have the schus bar metzra. What would be a case why Reuven has no rights of bar metzra? We said about 12 exceptions to the rule of bar metzra. Maybe Shimon is a guy. Let's say the seller is a guy. There's no bar metzra. Let's say the seller is selling this as part of a portfolio. Let's say the seller is looking for cash. Let's say the seller is selling quickly and he has to buy, he's moving to another city. So we said many exceptions to bar metzra, okay? So what happens in a case where Reuven has no technical schus of bar metzra, but he wants the property anyway? This is an unbelievable knach on our whole sugya of bar metzra. Zokt the Ramah. Let's say Levi puts an offer on the house first. Can Reuven come and take the deal from Levi? Can he now put an offer? Or is he Nikra Rasha? Zokt the Ramah. That even though he technically doesn't have the schus of Bar Metzra, but it's a unique opportunity to buy the house next to you. And the mail, it's not Nikra Rasha if he takes it away from the other buyer. You're following? Levi, let's take a simple case. Reuven lives next door to a guy. So we said, when the seller is a guy, there's no bar mitzvah. Levi is permitted, al pi din, to come and make an offer on the house. Levi makes an offer on the house with the guy, and he comes to terms. Levi comes to terms with the guy. Now, Reuven now hears about the house. He wants the house. It's next door to him. He goes to his rav. He says, I'm bar mitzvah. He says, no, you're not bar mitzvah. The seller's a guy. There's no bar mitzvah. Okay, so am I allowed to offer it? No, you're not allowed to offer it. Maybe you're not allowed to because Levi is already came to terms and you're a Rasha, Nick Rasha. Zokta Arma, you're not a Rasha. Because since we paskin like Toysvis, and if you have a unique opportunity to buy something, you're allowed to buy it. So the house next door to you is considered a unique opportunity that you would be allowed to buy it away from Levi, and it wouldn't be considered Nikra Rasha for doing that because it's a unique opportunity. So this is a whole new knetch, another knetch on bar mitzvah. Even when technically you don't have the right to bar mitzvah, but you don't have to feel guilty making an offer, even if you're taking it away.
It's still unique.
It just doesn't mean you don't technically have the right to bar mitzvah. Let me read the Ramah. Here, I'm going to pull it up on the screen because it's a Geshmak Ramah.
Very Geshmak.
It's a Geshmak Ramah that I think pulls it all together. So look at this Ramah. So the Ramah says like this. Okay, it's on the bottom of the page. I don't know if you see it or not, but the Ramah says like this. It says, Hakoine karka al meitzar chaveroi. I don't know how to use this thing exactly, but I think I can highlight.
You could see it's the last four lines.
Yeah.
You can't miss it.
Hakoine karka al meitzar chaveroi. Again, Levi bought property from Shimon, which is al meitzar Reuven. It's next door to Reuven. Ava pisha imba mishum dina de bar mitzvah. Technically, for whatever reason, Reuven has no bar mitzvah. Why does Reuven have no bar mitzvah? Because the seller is a guy, for example. Yochol bala meitzar lekadmo leknoisa. Reuven is allowed to come and buy the property from Shimon, even though Levi already came to terms. V'loy mikri rasha. He's not called a rasha. Dehava kemitzia, because it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Okay. So says the Ramah that that's another schus of the matzon that he's allowed to take the deal. And it wouldn't be considered Rasha for taking for quote unquote stealing the deal because like a metziah. So you know when we have that the phrase, you know, it's a metziah. Where does that come from? Oh, it's grace of metziah. I think it comes from Shitas Tosfos in the sugya. Because what was a metziah? Metziah means it's a unique deal, and it's a unique deal has the halachic status of a metziah. Like you found it, you can't get it anywhere else, and you're allowed to go and make an offer on the property. Even if someone else already came to terms, because the Metziah, we paskin that way in the Shulchan Aruch. And Memela, I think there, if the only thing that you're up against is the fact that someone else already made an offer, if it's a unique property, there we would paskin that we would permit someone else to come and take the deal. And if you're the next door neighbor, Kal v'chomer, you're allowed to, even though technically maybe you don't have the schus of the matzon. Okay, of the bar mitzvah. So I think that's kind of sums up the topic. So is there any questions? Anyone has any ha'aris? Oh, we're good. Okay. So next week there's no shir, and then after next week we're going to start the topic of the of brokers. We're first going to continue. We're going to have one more topic about breaking a deal. In other words, you know, at what point is it called mechusar amana? If you kind of zug tzu, you promise to make a deal with someone and then you back out. So like, what's the status of backing out of a deal, of a contract? So I want to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about brokers following that. Okay. So next week, no share, and then we'll start the new series after following.
Shkoyach.
Okay. Shkoyach, everybody.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach, David.